Hello, this is a message of hope and healing, and it's now been, and I'm shocked as I say these words, 24 and a half weeks since we found that Josie had rectal cancer, and I will always ask myself, what do I know? What is God revealing on this journey? I think that today I would like to share with you something that may sound a little boring, but it is the message of consistency. It is so important to be consistent, in prayer, be consistent in your life, engaging with God, with drawing Jesus into your life, into your heart. It is a every single day relationship. And what I realized is that if you are consistent, if you check on a person with consistency, if you remain consistent, that will serve you very well in times of struggle. Because what is perseverance if not consistency during the tough times? It is remaining the same during your struggles. That's perseverance. That's the blessing. I also am here right now with Josie, my sister, and I. My sister Carol and I both are. And God willing, we're leaving tomorrow on Sunday and headed back home. She has had her 7th infusion this past Tuesday, praise God, and is doing well now. She remains filled and strong. She had to go to her last infusion on Tuesday alone, first time, because the weather was bad. The kids' preschool was closed. Murphy had to remain with them, and Carol and I could not get here in time due to the snow. So it's not as we saw it, but God was consistent, and Josie was not alone. Never, ever alone. Alone with us not being there, but not without God. Amen. I know that she has her 8th infusion on January 21st. 8 out of 8 that she is scheduled to have. The following week, on Tuesday the 28th, the day before her 42nd birthday, they will check her with a PET scan and see if she is free of cancer. God has been with her, has been healing her. Her body is responding remarkably. It is God's miracle that I witness, and it is not without tough times and struggle, and where she is feeling, you know, very unwell, but very much strengthened by the new life that God is giving her. I am seeing it so truthfully that she realizes she's being given this gift. Amen. So I want to also mention that in this same method of consistency, I think there is a message of being close, being consistent with God, being consistent in your relationship with Jesus Christ. And when you are not close or in the presence of your loved one, it is easy to create your own narrative, your own truth, not to see what is real. My husband, he often talks about you can be hurt or you can be upset with someone, and you can put them in your mental, in your mind, in a hate room. That just put them in that room, shut the door, and that's where they stay. But if they're in front of you, if they are displaying a difference than your hate room is showing, is telling you, is your mind working that one way, it is disproving this narrative. And that is what happens when you're in a relationship with God. That's what happens when you invite Jesus in your life. You can say and think and do things and close away anger and your bitterness and put people in that room. But if you call Jesus in, the truth that is in front of you, it's hard to spin that same narrative. It's hard to hold those grudges. It's hard to have that bitterness. It's hard to become smaller and tighter and more of your arms around yourself. Growth happens, and God reveals the truth when you allow Jesus into your life, when you invite him in, when you say, "You are my Lord and Savior." I want to tell you that as this week has progressed, and as we are at the point we are now, that consistency has been what has been uppermost in my mind and my heart and my thoughts. And the scripture that reflected that so much to me this week is Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Hebrews 13:8, no matter what, just remember that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. What consistency? And that is so important, to be consistent, to stay steady, to be there. And perseverance is being consistent. That's what perseverance is in the times of troubles. And of course, I can do all things through him who gives me strength, Philippians 4:13. I'd like to take a minute to pray together today. And I would just like to say this prayer with you. Dear Heavenly Father, we come together as one coming to you. We come in need of your consistency, in need of that knowing that you are there and the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow, that no matter what we are going through, that you are steadying the ship that is rocking. And Lord, we give you thanks. We give you the praise and we give you the glory for that which we are seeing, the miracles that are being given to us, that are raining down on us, that in the times of our darkest times and our struggles, that we are seeing the most glorious, beautiful gifts, and we are opening them, Lord. We are opening them. We are opening our eyes, we are opening our hearts, we are opening our arms, and we are welcoming you in. And Lord, we just pray today for that same peace for all of those in need, for all of those who need the strength that only you can give, for all of those who need the love that only you can give, the sameness, the consistency, Lord, that only you can give. We say that prayer now, today, for each one of them, and we love you. And it's in your glorious, beautiful Son's name that we pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.